Good morning, everyone. In our call to worship today, we're back in Ephesians chapter 4. We've been dealing with the walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And in this passage of Scripture, we move to verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation or manner of life the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The next verse says, and put on the new man. This passage of Scripture here is very clear that the Christian life is far different than anything else in this world. It's far different than the old way of life. It's far different than what the best way that man can put forward. The Christian life far surpasses that because it's in Christ Jesus our Lord. But we're told in verse 22 that we are to put off concerning the former manner of life the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. You know, back when I was in sixth grade, we had a track team. And we competed against other Christian schools in track and field. And we had a boy in our team. He was the tallest kid, skinny as a rail. And his parents bought him weights to put around his ankles. It was funny to watch him because his legs were so skinny, and he had those things wrapped around twice and said, "What are you doing with that?" I said, my dad said if I wear these, that when it comes time for me to run, I will be ready to go. Well, we had the 440 we were getting lined up for. It was going to be four runners, and we walked out on the track to get into our positions. And there was this guy with his weight still on him. And Coach, who could be very impatient sometimes, went running over there and grabbed, they were Velcroed onto him, and he ripped them off and he said, "Son, you can't run with those weights." He said, "I know that, Coach. I was just going to wait to the last minute." And he said, "Son, when it comes to this team, there is no last minute. You're either ready to run or you're not ready to run. And I can tell you right now, you're not ready to run." We lost that heat. But he had been walking around. It was so funny to watch him walk because he looked like a chicken with anchors around his ankles. And Coach Dean, he said, "You've got to take that stuff off at least 30 minutes before we run. You can't have that around your ankles." He was telling him basically, put that off. You can't run with them. Get them off. It's all right to do it, warm-ups, but when that's done, take it off. And there are a lot of Christians that run with weights. The Bible warns us about that in the book of Hebrews, does it not? That we're to set aside all the weights and besetting sins that hinder us from running the race effectively. And that's what Paul is saying here in this passage. We got to put off concerning the former conversation or manner of life, the old man. How are you doing? Are you running with weights this morning? Or have you taken those off and you're able to run fast for God? You need to examine your heart and life. I need to examine my heart and life. It's easy to strap things on and forget about it. But God wants us to be free to run the Christian race, and we need to run it effectively, amen? And that means we got to get the weights off. May God help us to do that.